Everybody, well, today is our Saturday BBS program, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the date today is June 6th, 2015. So let's clear the numbers there, since we have a couple of sixes, and maybe the one of the five would be a six, you know, who knows, but here we go. So clearing sixes, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we'll clear 2015, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then we'll clear tomorrow, too, which is Sunday. That's the 7th. So here we go, clearing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I thought I mentioned about maybe things going on, different dates and stuff, to look into, requesting people maybe check out what's happening on dates. Feel kind of funky, and today is D-Day. So it's D-Day now, and it's D-Day when D-Day was, and every year since D-Day. Oh, let's clear D-Day. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So hopefully that'll help some of you. Now let's kind of move on. Let's do an emotional clearing. Here we go. Think of an emotion that's bothering you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Releasing that. We'll energize the light beam. So first light beam coming up. No light beams. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Next light beam, if you have that one up, will also be three male light beams. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Number three light beam, here we go. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is on. Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello, and welcome everyone to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. You can send us comments while we're on the air through the fast chat that you'll find on BBS Radio, or you can send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com. And thank you, Ron, for charging up those light beings. Are you still recommending to us that we use the male light beings when we're doing healings?
It's your choice on that one.
Okay.
I'm only doing it on the programs because of the alien interference that's happening and getting rid of timelines. So that's where I'm bringing them forth. So trying to think what else to do with D-Day. We could, let's first clear off the energies on the Earth from war during that time, where the, you know, say bombs are dropped or whatever hit the ground, you know. Lots of stuff that's going on along with people dying. So first clear the Earth off of negative energy. So here we go from arsenal. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll see what we can do for the people that could be floating around still that died during that war day. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I guess that's probably it. Yeah, we'll see if we have anything else that comes up during the program here. Maybe somebody felt some energies move in their body or something. But anyway, I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you. I know when you said D-Day, the first thing I thought of was France, but then when you said clear out anyone, you know, any emotional things that might be left, I realized that affected people all over the world. you didn't have to be in it, you know, or involved specifically with it. There were people in probably all the allied countries and Germany and Russia that felt that.
Yep.
So that was a huge, did you just you know, destroy all those emotional bodies that don't need to be here anymore? Is that what just happened?
We'll see. We'll see what happens here.
Okay, great.
Process, so.
Great. Well, yes, we'd love to hear from people. And we actually have two comments from listeners about last night's show, Ron. Shall I read those, or do you want to stick with
the
Vegas?
Yeah, that'd be great. Let's do that. That's wonderful.
Okay, great. Okay, Ron mentioned a release of timelines recently and a feeling of disconnect on Friday's program. I have noticed in myself and several people around me that long-term obligations and responsibilities have recently come to a gradual end over the month of May. Some of the obligations were long-standing, over 30 years, and involved organizations, memberships, and contracts, and have dissolved or come to an unexpected end during the month of May. For me, it is an enormous relief and feeling of freedom, long awaited. For the others who do not know what is going on, they seem confused, anxious, and relieved at the same time, so not as accepting or relaxed about being set free as I am. Of course, I had done many clearings over the past 3 years.
Great, yeah.
Well, it's nice to know what's going on when changes happen in your life. So you were talking a lot about getting rid of timelines and holograms last night, and that's what this listener is referring to.
Yeah, so we'll go another one here. Let's. I mentioned this before in a program, but how many of you out there have an Apple computer? So if you have one, you notice that their icon, their logo, you know, what identifies them when you turn on the computer, you see this Apple, which is great, but there's a piece bitten out of it. So, does that mean that every Apple computer is not in wholeness? And does it mean that, you know, that it's not going to work to its full extent? Does it mean that you bought something knowingly that was a defect because the logo isn't in wholeness? So you might look at that, all different ways to kind of figure that out. But, you know, it's like, you know, buying a brand new car without, you know, a headlight or a fender on it, you know, because they think that's the way it's supposed to be. So I'm sure they have a reason for it. But I think the reason probably maybe goes into alien stuff, why it's not, you know, completed. Maybe the hologram wasn't completed far enough on the computer. Maybe they're holding that extra piece that you can't physically see to abduct people from your computer. Remember, you can't see the invisible, so maybe that's something that they put on there to do harm to you. I don't know, you know. I'll just throw ideas out. It just seems kind of weird to me, you know, not to have something in wholeness when you have a logo of a company. So, anyway, you may want to do some timeline crashing on it. And if you have one of those Apple computers that's not a full Apple, and see what happens. You might do timeline crashes for abduction because they're not showing you the whole piece. So what you're not seeing, which would be the negative, we'll say, aspect of that, might be harmful to you. There's got to be a reason why they did that. I'm sure they can tell you some intellectual reason, but there's probably more to it. Remember, that's why we have clearings on the website for symbols. Well, that would be a symbol. Want to check into that, too. But I do timeline crashes on it if you own an Apple computer, and just see if it's connecting to you in a negative way. Oh, we'll just see. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Should we timeline crash the name and the, or should we timeline crash that bite out of the apple?
Well, I would probably timeline crash the bite out of the apple, yeah.
Wouldn't it be interesting if all of a sudden they start appearing as a whole apple?
Yeah, that would be quite interesting.
Well, I know I've heard from people that have those products that they feel like they are holding back, like that they have more technology than they let out, that they want to keep sort of eking it out a little bit at a time. And I also heard that when their first phone came out, it didn't even come with a charger. You had to buy the charger separately.
Interesting.
So that sort of goes along with the, yeah, something is missing from what you bought.
Something is missing in your computer, yep.
Right.
Oh, anyway, may not be true. Maybe somebody from Apple can come on and describe to us why they did this thing, you know? Who knows, you know?
Right.
So anyway, let's see what else we have for questions or emails or.
Okay.
Whatever.
Well, we have another one from last night's show that I'd like to read. On Friday's program, Ron mentioned the town of Sedona, Arizona, as having a large vortex and ship clouds. When I was there 2 years ago for a medical conference, I had taken photos of the Red Mountains and giant rocks, as it is quite scenic. I noticed that despite the enormous beauty and dimensions, the photos came out looking pale and one-dimensional, like a fake backdrop for a movie. Even though I used my trusty digital camera, the photos did not come out well. There were a lot of large, flat-bottom ship clouds and orbs showing in the photos, although the sun was out. I could not use a single photo for the professional website I was planning. Of course, I had my laptop with me and was running the Eliminating Alien Attack online clearing the entire time I was there. However, I was aware of a feeling that the town did not seem real at all before I knew what holograms were and before I saw the photos. I know the town of Sedona is a site for New Age gatherings and meditations over the past 30 years.
Yep. So, yeah, it's quite interesting, you know.
Well, I know a big, you know, connected to the aliens, teacher, healer, whatever you would call this person, lives there and loves it. I think he moved there like 4 or 5 years ago and kind of recommended, oh, this is the place to be. And I thought, oh, must be a lot of aliens. And then you confirmed that later.
I'll go a little step further. This is kind of, if you go from Flagstaff to Sedona, as you're getting close to Sedona, they got these rocks there. And, you know, they're penis rocks. Anyway, so I thought I'd bring that out. You know, so you know, when you go to Sedona, you know, you may have another agenda happening, you know. So anyway, the anal probe, you know, but that's there. And they do mention those. People who live there know about them and stuff. And anyway, so good luck. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody is asking, this is an interesting question, and I think this we haven't gotten to this. The person has sent it in twice. Could Ron speak about the Slavic code, and could you activate it? Do you know what that is, Ron?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Actually, I planned to ask you that, and I tried looking it up online, and all that came up were things about the Slavic language and the some kind of program, a computer program. So maybe this person could send in a little more information.
That'd be helpful, yeah. So I don't have what it is. So
I think they're listening because they just sent that in.
Okay, yeah.
So
maybe
if you're online, you know, we did intend to get to that tonight for you.
Ask if is the code negative or positive? What's the code for?
Yeah.
Kind of do. So, yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I'm going to keep going with some questions here. No, sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry. Here we go. Could a... Oh, and this reminds me of something. Could it be that a whale spirit could bite your ankle and then he dies, and you could carry his spirit around with you for many years until you release the painful whale spirit that was apparently harpooned?
Oh, yeah, I answered that one before a few days ago, I think. Yeah, yeah. So energies do transfer. You could have an entity with you from a whale. May not be the actual spirit, but it could be the emotional body of the whale. That could be with you. And not like humans, it could bite you. Strange things happen with entities. And then if you get rid of it, maybe your pain that you've had, body from being bitten, could go away. Or maybe your ancestors were out fishing and... long time ago in the oceans, and maybe somebody fell overboard and the whale, he chomped off its leg or something, the person's leg. And from there, they had children, maybe, and from there, now all of a sudden you're wondering why your leg is hurting. And then as you kind of look and tune into it, maybe you see a whale and you feel that you were bitten by a whale. So that's all that is possible. Things will body hop through generations, you know, and generations, normally through family members. So that's all that is possible. So watching something on TV, you can also draw and pick up some energies from something, and that can come into you and be with you too. A lot of people are empathic, and they take on and collect these things. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. That reminded me, Ron, that last week you talked about clearing the spirits of the whales. I'm trying to think whether you said whales and dolphins or something. Do you want to do that tonight?
Let's see. Boy.
We could save it for another show, and we could prepare,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, the energy is pretty heavy tonight.
Okay, so we'll plan it out before a show, maybe next Friday or Saturday. Okay, I forgot to remind everybody that it's Saturday night on the Light Ship, by the way, so that means that later this evening we'll be going live to Creation Light Ship. You can request one physical healing, and you may also, I assume it's okay, Ron will ask for room requests?
Yeah, I'll get about a half a dozen would be fine.
Great. So go ahead and send those in through the fast chat or to clsquestions@yahoo.com, and I'll let Ron know what those are. And we'll just be doing that in a little while. So I'll go on with the emails, Ron. This is interesting. I was in an airplane over Tallahassee, Florida. We couldn't land because of a weather condition. Being high over the clouds, I saw a huge alien face with a blowing mouth towards the capital city. I do have other people informed about your work and programs, but it seems they like to keep up their illusions and suffering.
Yeah, people only know what they know. They don't want to get out of the box. Yeah, you know, that's a good comment there, yeah.
Do you think that alien that listener saw was probably making the weather problem? Is that what was going on there?
That does feel that way to me, yeah, you know.
Because I know you've noticed other things when you've seen aliens in pictures and stuff.
Yep, they're up there. They're doing what they want to do to us.
Okay, and the same listener wrote in... For a week, I've been dreaming about people who are not in my life. I wake up with anxieties and feeling disconnected from my center, my spirit. The disconnection is on and off. I have experienced this over my lifetime. I am at peace most of the time. Once I get out of bed, it subsides somewhat. this happened when I came back from Tallahassee to Philadelphia. I liked the Florida energy. Is this due to the elimination of timelines you mentioned, or does my sensory body pick up more in congested Philadelphia? Ron, are you there? We can't hear
you. Yeah, I'm just looking here. I would think that probably picking up a lot in Philadelphia, just even being a little bit, you know, maybe apathic. It's interesting as people go into rural areas, they start feeling much better as there's less density there and darkness from people's thoughts. So I would say that very possibly the energy in heavily congested cities can actually affect you in a way that you may not even understand. That's why we do timeline crashing. You may look at a situation and see how the people around you are responding. Remember, I mentioned about the grid lines and how the aliens can attach a mindset to a grid line. A grid line could go through a complete city or town, we'll say. All of a sudden, it will start making people think a certain way. Everybody who is on that particular grid line will have that same information. It can also work with the longitude-latitude lines, too, pinpoint a place or an area that may be larger. Let's just say a 10-mile square area. It can transmit energies there, have people think a certain way also. So, go out into a rural area, and because there's less people, you will probably not be affected by that because they're not going to be concerned with, you know, maybe acting to maybe, let's say, 1,000 people versus maybe 100,000. So you might have a lot more freedom area, less people with less congestion and less mind energy wasn't around. So the whole thing is that's probably why a lot of people are having problems in general, because they're in a heavily populated area and you're dealing with the mindset of all the people that are there. Another example would be when I go back to New York, there's different locations there, different areas that have different nationalities. Maybe, you know, two or three blocks in length. I know there's like Via Town, we've ate there. And then you have all the other different places, L Street there, Chinatown and different locations. You know, I think there's Italian area there also. You know, all the different nationalities kind of stake out a given location, maybe so many blocks, and that's where they are. That's a whole different mindset. So the alien races that are controlling different groups of people, they are having the genetics of that alien race, and they can have a certain mindset that no one else is going to have, walk from one block to the next. Going into a different location, you may feel a different energy. Oh, you know, that's quite interesting. So you don't really have to be too empathic, but you, if you are, then you probably will definitely feel the difference. Back to you.
That's very interesting, Ron. That makes a lot of sense. It's interesting, though, because you also hear stories of people from little towns and rural communities that, like, never leave that community. So there's not a lot of people there, but they also never go anywhere. But maybe they're better off, huh?
Very possible, yeah, because they're not caught up in what's happening, but they may not have the technologies that everybody else has because their mindset might be back in the 1920s, you know? Oh, hard to say. So back to you.
Right, and the other thing I noticed, I used to live on the border between right near two different states, and even though they were right there, they had a very different energy. You could always tell when you crossed the state line. So it's kind of a bigger... Okay, I'm going to move on to another question, and also we'd love any feedback about what Ron's been talking about tonight. Okay, here's an interesting question, Ron. I don't know if you're going to know anything about this or not. Were Russian immigrants involved in civil war against other alien races?
Huh. Well, I would probably have to say that probably most people in all the different countries battling aliens. Yeah, because that's what you have wars, one alien race against another. But you may not really know that. So I would say that would be true.
Okay.
There are information out there that Russians had one particular alien race and the Germans had another. The U.S. had another working with them. So you had three different alien races, like in World War II, working with these different countries. Oh, you know, that's still probably true today.
Okay. So we have another comment about last night's show, Ron. We were talking a lot about the alien movies, and this listener wrote in, maybe alien movies are designed to program us so we can refuse the program and use the knowledge. That would be nice.
Yeah, that would be good. Yes,
But do you think the aliens are being nice to us in that way? It's almost seems like, I don't know. I mean, I think that's what we should do. Look at what the program is so that we can avoid it. But I don't know if that's the alien intention there.
Not if it's their intention, but that is a possibility, too.
Okay.
Maybe they want to look for people who are more awake attack also, you know.
Right.
Well, I don't want to get into that, but everything here is the alien agenda.
I know, unfortunately for us. Okay, we have questions, Ron, from different listeners. One is, they're all the same, really. They're about different things that you have talked about you're going to do. For instance, the organ rejuvenation, the money clearing code thing that you gave out, and also you had mentioned you were going to do a sort of a clone clearing maybe on the website that would be similar to what you do at the expos. So I was just wondering if you could... just let people know that you haven't forgotten those things, and I guess we'll announce it when the dates are set, right?
Yeah, right now I'm dealing too much with timelines and the matrix energies to put more on my plate. Initially, I was planning to do that this month. There's more a higher calling, we'll say.
Right, I figured that. I can tell that you've been very busy. So I just thought I'd knock that all out because I know, as soon as we have dates for all those things, you will let us know.
Most definitely.
Okay. So two questions from a listener. Is there an eternal spirit that decides the ascension process?
I would say probably not as far as eternal spirit. All spirits are eternal. So only reason they wouldn't be eternal if they got eaten by the alien, but then the parts that went to the dung pile would still be eternal. So all spirits, we'll say, would be eternal. So as far as the ascension, That just happens whenever the light ship chooses to bring forth ascension. I wish it would have happened a long time ago, but at this point, it didn't happen today, so we shall see.
Okay. And the same listener has a second question. If the aliens don't steal our spirit because they have self-contained energy, but then they do, isn't this a misunderstanding?
Aliens don't speak. I don't understand that question. Can you repeat that?
Sure. Sorry, it just closed on me. Well, if the aliens are going to take our spirit, I believe he means, but then they don't, because I don't know, their energy is self-contained. What's going on there? Is that some kind of a misunderstanding?
I don't know how to answer that question, so.
Okay. Okay, well, maybe the listener could send that question in again with a little more detail.
Alien, you see, your body has a spirit in it, too. When you're abducted, your spirit doesn't have to be in your physical body. They can take it somewhere else, or they could scare it out of your body. But your body still has spirit energy in it, from source energy to make the body function, because it's created from the earth. So there's always a spirit energy of light in you. It's that the one that we normally talk about is a spirit that is forced into reincarnation. Okay? That's the one that looks out of your eyes. And the body is brought here very easily, you know, through reproducing, you know, and most people probably don't really consider that body also, you know, from the light, and it's just another way of looking at it. So you do have actually two spirits with you, one for the body and the one that looks out of your eyes that's here to enjoy life, we'll say. But somehow it comes with an agenda, what the dark side does to it. That would be, in a sense, your astrological chart, how they're controlling you. Other things, too, but that's the main one. Back to you.
Okay, Ron. Someone has a listener has someone with them tonight who is listening to us for the first time, and that person has a request. Could you do a sample of the golden blood healing? I guess that's like a sort of charging that you do.
Yeah, that's the amber blood that we do on the conference calls. Yeah, I can do that. Somebody requested that as a newbie here. So here we go. So just kind of sit back and relax, and this will... you may feel an energy inside of you. The blood might feel a little different. Typically, the amber blood, when you do that, and you do a circulatory clearing, it makes your blood feel like it had initially like boulders flowing through your veins and arteries and capillaries. And then when you do the clearing, it feels like it's little quickly lubricated little ball bearings. So that's kind of the way. Here we go. So bringing in the blood, the golden blood. So here we go. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Just sit back and don't do anything. Don't try to invoke it to come into you. Or, you know, some people like to cross their legs and yoga stance or whatever. Just sit there like a normal person and just enjoy the experience here. A lot of mixed modalities, the darkness energy coming to you because that's what your mind is wanting to bring to you. Okay, just sit back and relax. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. There. Well, you may feel a lot calmer on the inside. So back to you, and we'll see if we have a comment there.
Okay. We did tell people earlier that we're going to the Lightship tonight, and you may request rooms, and we are getting some rooms. And I just want to explain, because we probably have some new listeners on tonight, that each person individually requests a physical healing. We don't want to talk about physical issues that individuals have on our radio shows. So that's sort of private between you and the light being doctors when you go on the light ship. What you want to request are, like we have a request, somebody wants to go to the deer room. So that person loves that energy of the deer, I guess, and feels good there. And as we all do, thank you, listener, for always requesting that room because it's a great one. But when you go into, for instance, the deer room, the form that the light ship doctors take at that time are deer. Is that, am I putting that correctly, Ron?
Yes, remember, they appear to you according to what's familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
So if we lived on a planet and we're doing the same type of thing, and all that was on the planet was cactus and different types of cactus, then we would be bringing in different types of cactus in different rooms for you because that's what you're familiar with. So we have a lot of varieties here of energies that the light beams will materialize into so that you can recognize them because people do see these on the light ship. That's the reason why I bring in the energies, and I'll normally see what room we're going into probably about a second or two after you're probably actually going toward the room. So people will normally know or even mention it if I happen to pick a room. Back to you.
Okay, so I hope that was clear, though, what I was saying about, you know, the health issues. So if those people that sent in emails for their specific things tonight or messages, if they want to request a room that you'd like to visit, that would be better to do. Okay. So, Ron, I was wondering if we could do a sample healing. I know. I wanted to ask you, because you did mention it was heavy, and I keep having these weird little things go wrong with my computer tonight while we're on the line. Could you just make sure that we're all on the CLS and now timeline of light?
You have an Apple computer?
No. I'm actually on a plain old PC.
Okay, here we go. I'll make sure everybody's here. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, five. Yeah, the energies now, the last maybe half a week or so, maybe even a week, people feel like they're disattached because the matrix energies are falling apart. Not that there's only one matrix. There could be lots of them, but you're going to start finding the holograms disappearing, and I give like the explanation like you're on like a little frog on a lily pad, and lily pads are far away, and you know you're waiting to connect with other people who are on lily pads, but you can't jump that far. So you may feel like you're maybe separated from people. You might feel like you're not connecting to them, even psychically, because the matrix energies are being taken down. I don't know how many there are left to go, but the ones that have been taken down longer in existence. probably why that's been going on probably since probably first of the year for sure. So it always gets better as each week goes by. So, and the aliens are kind of losing some of their control of what's happening. Oh, let's see. What,
that sounds really good, Ron. The aliens are losing control a little bit.
Yep. So maybe the ones that are not as powerful or have lost control, maybe the other aliens ate them, and now they're, you know, start to finally get to survival of the fittest. Fittest would be the aliens, and then from there, we'll leave here. The only problem with this planet is aliens. They bring forth overpopulation. And they get more of the race here. That's the problem here is lack of consciousness, people getting ideas and things or inventions, etc. And then bottom line, for certain groups to make lots of money, pay upon other people. Well, that's the problem that is here. Alien races are really greedy. If we're to leave here, maybe humanity would be instead of being mind-controlled, having implants and stuff going off on you, a lot of programs, all of a sudden you would become back it used to be and the Earth used to be, and you'd be living out of your heart center with your spirit and would not even think of harming anything because it would not be in consciousness. Oh, what's next? We can go to the light ship maybe in a minute.
Okay, we are getting requests in for special rooms that people want to go to, and I'm putting them on the chat for you, Ron. Is
okay.
That convenient, or I can just tell them to you if you want when we go.
Right.
But meantime, the listener who asked the question you didn't quite understand about aliens has written in again, so let me read you what he's written. I would assume that what is meant is that gray or reptilian spirit would eat the human spirit, but the Andromedans may not do this. Maybe not all races do this.
Well, if the aliens eat people, could be eating part of that spirit energy, regardless if it's the one looks out of your eyes or not, they're still eating spirit energy. So that's the way, you know, that would go. And so it's, you know, there's really nothing out there that aliens are going to even tell you where you're going to wake up one day and have it like on the newspaper saying all of these races, probably we'll just say 500 of them, and you're going to have a column where they say, yeah, column A, they eat people. Column B, they don't eat people. You're not going to see that. And, of course, somebody who, quote-unquote, channels a given particular race are going to naturally say they don't eat people. They would not wish to, you know, would want to channel something that eats somebody, you know? Humans do eat animals, so... The only difference between aliens and humans is that humans normally like their meat cooked and it's dead, where aliens like the meat alive and wiggling. So that's what they do, like to get that live protein. Oh, anyway, let's go to the light ship.
Okay.
Not anybody, especially the newbies here. Oh, here we go. Oh, you can request one particular healing, and this only works live on this program. If you're listening to an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. If you want to go to the light ship, you must tune in live to our program Saturday nights. Oh, here we go. Go to the light ship. You're going to be completely out of time. You're going to be bilocated, and you will not be in any time-based reality because source energy never created time, so that's where you're going. So here we go. going up, 2, 3, 4, 5, and you might feel the energy around you kind of shifting. Still here, but you're bilocated. And it looks like the first room and your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. If you need to request that, since I didn't mention that, go ahead, and they'll be up on the lightship also. So our first room here looks like the deer room. Here we go. Going to bring deer energies in. Energies typically would be 3 light beings and 3 deers. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, request your healing. And we have the next one, which is dragonflies. So here we go. Dragonfly room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we got elephants. So we could bring in baby elephants. Here comes the baby elephants. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have the centrifuge room, and that's room is for just more difficult things to get released from you. So here we go. So think of your one particular healing that you'd like to have. Oh, the room is spinning, and as you're thinking your thoughts, remember the thoughts are from darkness. This room will help to dislodge those thoughts from you, so recycling a situation. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Next, we'll go into the hot tub room, and we're going to be in a gel that looks green tonight. Oh, we're in there right now, and we all have our own hot tub. And you may start to feel your body being detoxified. Next, we're going to the room for birthday, since we're in June. Our birthday party for people that have a birth date in June. On to the food court. And you can request cake and dessert if you wish. Light beings will sing happy birthday to the ones that have a birthday. And we'll also be joining them also. And what you're getting is a little more so about the size of a pencil eraser. And it tastes very yummy. When you look at it, it looks pretty small. So for that hot fudge and chocolate cake and the drizzle and, you know, whipped cream and the cherries and the nuts and everything else that would go on it. Seconds and thirds, if you like, you'll start to feel yourself becoming full. Having that right now. When you have seconds or something else, there's also like, we'll just use a term like we have here, like a juice bar. Also, you know, if you want to have like a salad or something like that, these are all things that are brought forth that you realize, identify with, but it's actually a special light energy food. Like resting. Oh, we'll be singing happy birthday now, so light beings are singing happy birthday to the people. Have a birthday this month. And you can request extra ice cream or whatever. Happy birthday, everybody. We'll go into one more room, and we're going to go into the room that helps to release pain. This is the pain release room. If you have any pain in your body or you have had pain throughout your life or at one particular time, just for that to be released from you. So here we go. Releasing the pain energy stronger, 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 and stronger. Here we go. So let's come back from the light ship. So we're going to be coming back down, and I'll 5 to 1, you're going to feel the energy shift. Probably when I hit 3, feel a little heavier. Coming back down, so 5, animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are with you. 4, 3, and 1. Hey, now you're back here. Notice everything around you now has energy on it, where before it did not, because everything is separate. Here, because things court each other, energies mix, that's the way life is here with the alien agenda and programs and their mindset. So back to you, Ann.
Thanks, Ron, and happy birthday to everybody who has a June birthday. Okay, that was a wonderful trip to the lightship. It felt particularly relaxing. I really felt that hot tub room a lot, so thank you. Okay, the listener, again, from earlier wrote in, the Slavic code means the Slavic people. Could Ron speak about the Slavic people?
No information about that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's an important question. Actually, this listener has a few questions, but so I'm going to kind of break it up so you can answer one at a time. What are the clearings that we need to have, other than spirit barcode removal and emotional body clearing, in order to ascend to the new earth?
Those two are the main ones, okay? You need to clean out your body, so it depends how contaminated you are. If you're not going to take your body with you, and those two clearings would be probably just what you need to have a nice life here, you know, at least the emotional one. Because of the contamination in the last 2,000 years, that's why we have more clearings on. So that's why we have the recommended clearings. So if you just want to have your spirit get out of here, and, you know, then you want to do the spirit barcode so that it's not going to be cycled dark side planet, because at this moment in time, the Earth is not going to be manifested over again with the spirit that we have now. It would be possible that some other spirit might get it, but at that point it'll be a different frequency, and you will not be able to come back to the Earth because it will not be in resonance with your body. So ascension allows you to go to where the Earth spirit is going to go to, okay? And it's, and whatever it creates, you will have the opportunity to go there with your body, and that's ascension. Ascension also is you just getting your spirit out of here. Most people talk about ascension like in the time of Jesus, where they're going to be taking their bodies with them. And in order to do that, if we were back in the time of Jesus, then more than likely just the emotional clearing would be sufficient. But now, because of all the contamination and all the alien mindsets that we have and all the churches and things corrupting people, you need to have, you know, more than just the emotional clearing. Most people will definitely need to probably have a fear clearing, and maybe a lot of people don't realize it, but they probably have been under psychic attack by other people. That'd be the dark side practitioner. Somebody who thinks bad thoughts about you would be a dark side practitioner, as they're forcing energies on you, know nothing about it. And you could be wondering why your life is having problems and situations that you never had before. It's because people are doing things to you energetically, and that's kind of beyond your scope of awareness. I cannot understand that or even believe it, but that happens. So, and it happens all the time. Just think, just going a little sideways here, but not a lot. Look at all the baseball games and football games and basketball games. You know, you have one team against the other, and then you have everybody in the bleachers, everybody on TV, and they're rooting for one team and cursing the other team, because they don't want it to win. So those poor players are being bombarded all these psychic attacks. And unfortunately, then also you have the mindset of that team also. So that hooks you up to the group energy, group consciousness, whatever team you're rooting for. And also it's like if you're wearing a T-shirt, like a skull on it or something, or skull and crossbones, you're being identified energetically with whatever that means. And whoever is out there doing mantras or doing type of, I'll use the word spiritual practice, working with the etheric energies, that's connecting to you. So, I mentioned that also before, people that are wearing those little ribbons for cancer, people, cancer victims or whatever, that little ribbon that's, I think, pink in color. Once you put that on, you are now dealing with cancer. Oh, on connecting to. Very bad thing to do. Oh, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron.
It's only bad if, you know, if you want to get cancer, that's fine. I shouldn't be in judgment. If you want to get cancer, plenty of those things, and put it on your car, put it on all your clothing, you know, put it everywhere on you, and you will be zeroed in to have cancer. That's what that means. Remember, it's a mindset. Oh, back to you.
Yes, sadly, in the lovely little town I live in, there's a big store that advertises cancer. It has a big blue awning with, you know, it's a thrift shop, and that's where they give their money, and it has just the worst energy. And I always see people going in there and buying stuff.
Well, yeah, I've only been into one of those. I couldn't wait to get out.
Yeah.
And I go, holy cow, there's death in this store, you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting out.
Yeah, you could buy it, too.
Hey, you could buy that, yeah.
Yeah.
Why not?
Pay money, why not? Okay, I want to finish with this person has several questions, and they're important ones, I feel. So that she asked, you know, what healings you need to do to ascend, and you answered those. Though it's not really, we're not ascending to a new earth. I think you made that clear, though. And then the next question, I'm asking this question because I'm purchasing the clearings for some of my family members who I wish they could ascend with me, but finances are limited for myself, and I'm doing the best I can to include everyone.
Well, the first thing is to do an emotional clearing for the people and do their spirit barcode. And then from there, it depends how much densities they have. Like I said, if we're back in the time of Jesus, that would probably be all that people would need. And now, unfortunately, you know, just the one clearing is not enough. And when ascension time comes, this is kind of disturbing for the newbie listeners. Once you're in the light, you have no memory of the past. And you will not know anybody or anything. You won't know your family. You won't know your children. Oh, you won't know your dog and cat. As the light doesn't judge. It doesn't hold memory of anything. So at that point, you would not even recognize the spirit, as the spirit, you know, is eternal. And it could go anywhere. So it's not going to be looking for you. Have any remembrance of anything that ever happened to you here. Oh, that gets to be disturbing for people, as a lot of people are connected to their emotions and possibly, you know, their family unit or their parents or whatever, or grandparents and children. All you can do is do clearings to clean them out. Fortunate ones are the people that have young children. They can do the clearings, and a lot of times, as a parent, you're connected to your children. A lot of times, that clearing can actually work for them too, because they're actually more closely connected to you. You know, people, children, I'll just say, you know, maybe under five, just picking a number. So, you know, you can tell how they look by how bright their eyes are. And that's the whole thing. If they got bright eyes, man, they're really doing quite well. That's also true with other people, you know, how they look. Fortunately, the drug generations, where people were smoking pot and doing other worse things, just smoking pot's going to
make your eyes glossed over if you have a lot of it. So people do have it, and they say it's good. And it might be great for maybe pain release or something that nothing else could help you out with. But, you know, that will start to destroy your spirit and or maybe not destroy it, but take it away from your body. Look at people who are potheads, I guess. Not anybody, but look at the old rock and roll movies, you know. Bands playing in the 70s, 60s and 70s. Oh, they're all glossed over eyes. How are they today? Oh, and you don't know who's home, and they lost their spirit because they took too many drugs. And that's about all that I can say. Oh, that's a sad thing that people do to themselves. Probably very hard to get your spirit back unless it's outside of your body. Then you can bring it to you. More than likely, dark side already has it someplace in the beyondo. A way to really find it. Well, back to you, Ann.
Okay. And same listener, Ron, when I order the conference healing sessions, the 3 and the 1, I think they mean the monthly calls, is it important for me to get the person's permission? Will it affect the effectiveness of healing if the person's permission is not obtained? I don't think this person is open to creation lightship. I intend to purchase the service as an absentee for the person.
Yeah, it'll work fine. They don't have to agree. Remember, that's mind energy. That's darkness. So typically anybody who is using their mind will probably not want to, have it, because the darkness doesn't want you to have healings. You have people that they don't want to have their energy system messed with, and I can honor that. But remember, it's your spirit bringing you the energy from the calls. To a call, your spirit comes from the light ship to your spirit. And even if you have a really, really weak spirit on the light ship, they will rematerialize your spirit as what it was when it was brand new. And they have all of your spirit with you on the light ship doing healings on you. Even if you only have, 1% down here on the light ship, you are whole and complete. That's how the healings work. But you don't need to ask anybody's permission, because it's their spirit that is the gateway or keeper or whatever word you want to use there to facilitate your healing, not the mind energy. We're getting rid of mind energy of the calls. We're getting rid of programs that you have. On the website, if you look at all the different clearings, we use the word clearings. If you were to say, gee, I'm having this clearing, but I'm really these alien programs from me, I do the emotional clearing. That's releasing the emotional programs, mental programs. So just look at programs, and maybe even implants could get released too, possibly through some of the clearings. But that's what it's going to do for you. It's getting rid of programs. So these are all darkness from the aliens. So here we go. It looks like it's time to close the show. So here we go. We're going to end your spirit, as you should be doing all the time. We'll take the place of you meditating, getting hooked up to darkness, going out on a guided meditation, and going out on the beyondo, not knowing where you are. So here we go. Just 15 seconds to connect spirit and to be in peace. Force energy's peace. So here we go. Dropping down and in your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head. It's very simple. Drop them into your heart to nullify them. So here we go. I'm from 10 to 1 backwards. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Do this as often as you like. If you do it a lot, then get a day planner, because you're going to be out of time more than what you would be in time. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Ann. Happy birthday, everybody. Bye.
Bye.